Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 519.
Today, Chris asks,
how do you write characters you don't really like and keep them believable and relatable?
Good question. I've actually got a trick. This is such an elementary trick, I'm almost embarrassed to admit I use it. But the way that I keep distance from my characters so that I don't write a Mary Sue and I don't write a caricature of my worst enemy is all the characters I don't personally like, they get a quality or an interest or something that I identify with that forces me to get into their perspective and to sympathize with them even when I don't want to. And all the characters that I do like, I give them a quality or an interest or sometimes taste in food that I hate so that it forces me to treat them as a person separate from myself. I, for example, would never eat eggs. If you ever see a character in one of my books eating eggs, you know that's a character I like. And I give them eggs because, as far as I'm concerned, eggs are unripe chickens. And it is an absolute terrible thing to eat food that's not ripe yet. So anytime you see in one of my books a character eating eggs, you know that's the author trying to get distance from the character so he doesn't turn the character into a Mary Sue. It's the dumbest little trick I have ever come up with, but it really, really works. And I'm embarrassed to admit it in public, but it works so well that it will probably work for everybody. So yeah, that's my secret. It doesn't get more complicated than that. Well, you know, I mean, with characters I hate and have developed deliberately a fairly strong stomach for a lot of things I find personally very distasteful in order to treat those things as normal from the perspectives of characters that I don't like. So that's a sort of secondary thing. But really, the trick is the food thing and the interest thing. It's juvenile, but it really works. Thanks very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.